Hare Krishna. When we get out of ourselves, we find ourselves. Nowadays, there is a great craze to be yourself. Just be authentic. Now, often, this search for authenticity, to be yourself, it makes people very obsessive. Sometimes even narcissistic, where they become very self-centered. Actually, when we start thinking too much about ourselves, I am like this, I am like that, maybe I should be like this, maybe I should be like that. The more we become self-centered in our thoughts, although our desire may be to be ourselves, the more we become self-centered, the self becomes like a black hole for our consciousness, in which we sink deeper and deeper, and we become so self-obsessed that we become insensitive to others, become neglectful of others, and eventually this obsession with the self ends up bringing out our worst self. The more we think about ourselves, the more we act only for ourselves, the more we become self-centered. And the more we bring out our worst self. The Bhagavad Gita in 6th chapter talks about how the topmost yogis, they are capable of seeing everybody equally. We should say, Krishna says in 6.32 in the Gita that Atma upam yena sarvatra samam pashyati yo Arjuna sukham va yadi va dukham sayogi paramo mataha. The topmost yogis are those who see the equality of all living beings by comparing themselves with others. That means that which causes me distress, it causes others distress also. That what brings me happiness, that brings others happiness also. So in this way, by seeing the equality of all living beings, they work to help others. Sarva bhuta hite rataha. They work for helping others. And it is in that mood of contribution that we discover who we really are. That what our strengths are. What our abilities are. Krishna says that yatah pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam swakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. And ultimately, to get out of ourselves, we need an inspiring person. So the most inspiring person is Krishna. He's all attractive. He's all loving. When we get our consciousness out of ourselves and we focus our consciousness on Krishna through the process of Bhakti Yoga, then His all attractiveness, it attracts us. His all pure status purifies us. And His omnibenevolence helps us to bring out our best. Thus, when we get out of ourselves and when we put ourselves in Krishna, in His remembrance, in His service, then we find ourselves. We become truly who we are meant to be. We find out our talents and are able to bring them out in a mood of constructive contribution. So therefore, to find ourselves, we need to get out of ourselves, get out of our heads, get out of thinking about ourselves and thinking more about how we can serve, how we can contribute, and how we can connect with Krishna. The more we become self-conscious, the more we sink into ourselves. But the more we become Krishna-conscious, the more we come out of ourselves and our best side finds expression. And thus, we find ourselves. Thank you. Hare Krishna.